Blog Talk Radio.
Well, last week we learned that maggots were in hot dog water. Eli was MIA, and we were pretty convinced that he was being held prisoner by the Bosnians. We had a new hot dog place in West Virginia as a sort of kind of partner in crime, and we reviewed our very first toxicology report on a food show. Well, boys and girls, tonight we're blessed to have Warren Brewster with us. If you were like me, you hated it when you opened your pack of baseball cards and found that you now possessed a Warren Brewster baseball card. Did you get a Mike Schmidt? No. Did you get a Steve Carlton? No. But now you have Warren Brewster staring up at you from your table, and he was scowling like he'd just eaten a Philadelphia hot dog. He was scowling in all of his baseball cards. Anyway, welcome to Eat Me, brought to you by the Dairy Winkle of Marmette, West Virginia, with Eli the Cop, Peggy the Siren from Sarasota, Ray the Undertaker, and yours truly. Hold on to your seat. Keep your hands and feet inside the ride until it fully stops. You're listening to Eat Me. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Raselvich.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
And I'm Ray the Undertaker.
And we welcome Warren Brewster. Warren, you just went to an alumni game there in Philly, right?
Right. I just got back a week ago from the alumni weekend in Philadelphia. So I spent 5 days there and got to see a lot of old teammates and a lot of people that I knew.
What about, do you ever get invited to the Cubs and White Sox?
I've gone to the Cubs to their January Cub Fest, but I haven't been invited to anything from the White Sox. I was only with the White Sox briefly, just for a month of September 1982.
Yeah. Now, you were able to eat Chicago dogs when you were with the Cubs and the White Sox briefly, right?
Right.
What's your opinion on a Chicago dog?
Oh, I loved it. I loved any kind of food anyway. So, they were outstanding. They're special with sauerkraut and all the stuff that you put on it, all the extra jalapenos and everything. Yeah, they were outstanding.
Now, a Philadelphia hot dog, I found out, and I did not know this, has a fish cake with the hot dog in the bun.
No, I wasn't aware of that at all.
I did not know this, and it's like a hot dog with a fish cake. That really sounds disturbing.
Yeah, very fishy.
Philly's hot dogs are still only $3. You can get a hot dog in Philly for $3 at the ballpark. That's a bargain.
That's quite a deal.
Yeah, really, when you're getting maggot larvae, you don't want to overpay for maggot larvae. You really don't. But
no.
I saw for this year, new at the ballpark in Philadelphia, the peanut butter and jelly burger.
Oh.
A special blend of a boardwalk burger topped with peanut butter, jalapeno jelly, American cheese, and bacon on a brioche bun. Eli, you would eat three of those, wouldn't you?
I would slam them bad boys.
I would too. It really sounds good. A burger with peanut butter and jalapeno jelly.
I'm telling you, that jalapeno stuff is good. I eat it on a lot of stuff.
It really does. On a burger, though, with peanut butter, why
you
not?
Betcha. But you got to put the peanut butter on the bottom, I think. because I want that burger and the cheese on the roof of my mouth where the taste is stronger.
Warren, I looked at all of your baseball cards online, and I used to have them, and you're not smiling in any baseball card that I found. What the hell's that all about?
Well, that was my persona. You had to be mean in those days.
Hey, but I will say this. You had a great stash in most of them.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, he did. Yes, and it's better than Billy Martin, who was giving the finger on his baseball cards. And my all-time favorite was, do you remember Claude Raymond?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Pitched for the Colt 45s back when they were still the Colt 45s where they became the Astros.
Yep. If you look, and you can look this up, he always had his fly open in every baseball card. Every baseball card, that was his trademark. He'd have Topps take his picture with his fly open.
Wow, what a trademark.
What a trademark. I wonder whatever happened to Claude.
Oh, I don't know. Somebody on Facebook puts, when it's your birthday, they put the people in there. It seems like recently he was there. I believe he's still alive.
Wow.
Hey, guys. We have 122 listeners already. And Janet from Bellingham, Washington says, get your producer to get this on 5 days a week. Where's the mortician? Pooping on our party? So that's the latest update from our fans.
Well, Daryl from Youngstown, Ohio says it's a great show, and he told his wife to leave us alone for 30 minutes. But he said she went and turned on Magic Mike.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Where are you, Ray?
I'm here.
You're here. And how many hot dogs did you eat this past week, buddy?
You know I don't eat hot dogs.
You got to start,
would you,
right?
Would you eat that peanut butter and jelly burger?
No burgers either.
Damn, Ray.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys are killing yourself with that stuff.
Yeah, but we're doing it slowly, aren't we?
No,
yeah.
Not really. Not really. I'll tell you what. I'll give you a little hint. You take a rigatoni, right? You take a rigatoni, and you put the ragout in the rigatoni, and you grab the end and squeeze it out, and squeeze all the rigatoni out, and that's what your arteries look like. Yeah, with all that junk you eat.
Oh,
ain't
a pretty
Warren, Ray has done, what did you say, Ray, 16,000?
Yeah, in the 48 years, just about that many.
That's a lot of dead people.
Yeah, sure is. No, that's not embalming that many. That's handling that many, because I used to do a lot of what's called removals. I would transport for different funeral homes.
Yeah.
Well, and in West Virginia, they have so few coroners, really, and so few morgues. I think they only have like 3 morgues in the entire state.
Wow.
And I mean, it's citizens take dead bodies to the morgue, and they get paid by the state in their station wagons or their pickup trucks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I used to.
And you get like, I don't know, $100 a body or something. And it's just regular hillbillies doing this.
Yeah. Well, I used to work all day And then I would do what's night calls for about 30 different funeral homes. When they needed a removal, they would call me, and I'd make $130 a pop.
Yeah.
There you go, John.
It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful job.
Yeah, it's great. It's not.
Yeah,
I
put it right in there with
thing.
Warren. I got a question for you. Where did you play minor league ball at?
My first year, I started in 1974. I was in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and then in 1975, I played in the Carolina League in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
Oh, and Rocky Mountain!
Yeah, right on the Highway 95. And then in 1976, I was in Reading, Pennsylvania in the Eastern League. And then in 1977, for about the first 3 weeks of the season, I was in Oklahoma City in the American Association.
Yeah, Triple A.
How much
do you remember?
Very briefly.
How much did you get paid in Rocky Mount?
I made $750 a year, and I made the All-Star team, and I got a $50 raise during the season. I was making $800 a month.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Those were the days. Do you miss it?
Oh, yeah, I miss the minor leagues. That was a lot of fun, a lot of bus trips, but you were all in it together. There was about 22 to 25 of us, and it was,
yeah.
We traveled together, played together, you know, had a lot of fun together. And it was, you go through hell trying to get to the big leagues, but it was a lot of fun, you know, and it's great, you know, it's a great way to eventually make a living, but you got to pay your dues.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And, I used to work in radio, and the Billings Mustangs of the Pioneer League wanted me to be their radio guy, and they would be doing 16-hour bus trips.
Yes, right. Pioneer League was terrible.
Yeah, Pioneer League, it was horrible. And I just calmly looked at him and said, no.
Yeah.
I don't care how much you're offering me. It's not enough. 10-hour bus ride.
John, I took a bus. The farthest bus trip I took playing ball was to Omaha, and that sucked.
No, that's not true,
but at
Eli.
At least the bus didn't break down in the mountains, and I had to.
That's right, Eli. You pushed a bus to Baltimore.
Yes, and that was no fun in Pennsylvania, let me tell you.
the whole football team got off the bus and pushed.
So, you know, we've got that natural rivalry with Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know, they've got that one school there that thinks they're really good in football, but they're not anymore.
Don't even
say the name.
No. They are hated rivals. In West Virginia, when those guys come across the border to play, you have to, you know, get the National Guard involved. And I'm not making that up. They hate each other. Oh, my God.
You know, I was really bummed out about a decade ago when they made the Mountaineers stop burning sofas in the stadium and on the parking lot. City Pass.
That's right.
I wanted my son to see that, but they never got to.
where much are you living at, Warren?
I live in Napa, California, in the Napa Valley.
Oh.
Hey, we have
I grew up in.
We've got 203 listeners now. And Larry from Sugarland, Texas says, this show is better than hearing how many games Sean Watson is going to get. Any thoughts off meet Bill Chamberlain?
Well, Peggy, we've got a listener from Sarasota, where you happen to be the siren from. Eric,
no.
Warren,
Yeah, Eric wants Warren to tell us the worst food in a city and the best food in a city that he played in.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good question. Oh, there were some outstanding restaurants. If you like ribs, I used to go to the Barbie Barn in Montreal. Of course, Montreal is no longer in the league. And then Chicago had some great restaurants. You know, you play all day games there in those days. And you could go out and have a nice dinner. You're done at the ballpark by 6 o'clock, and you could go out and have a great dinner. There were some great restaurants there. Harry Carey had a restaurant there. And then he spent the rest of the night down on Rush Street.
I just want you to know, Warren, that you just now became the very first person probably on any podcast in the world to mention ribs and the Montreal Expos in the same sentence.
Yeah, they're a thing of the past.
Yeah. Well,
but hopefully they're talking about expanding in the in baseball, and hopefully Montreal gets a chance at another team.
I'd like that.
I don't know.
Especially if you have
what is that, a hot dog cart?
No, I think Ray's formaldehyde in the spot.
Ray's out there selling hot dogs, damn it.
Yeah.
Randy, as he said, this show is by far the best. Reminds me of Animal House and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now we're up to 244 listeners.
It's funny that they mentioned the Montreal Expos. Now, a lot of people don't know the Expos franchise is still in the league.
Right, yeah. They're now the Washington
Nationals. Yeah, they're the Houston, right?
No, the Washington Nationals.
Oh, the Nationals, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
there's an ABA team, the Old American Basketball Association, that's still collecting revenue from the NBA as part of the merger.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I think it's St. Louis. It's still getting paid every year by the NBA to not be in the NBA.
Right.
Too bad they didn't get to deal with the Rams, huh?
Yeah.
Right.
Are you still doing stuff in baseball, Warren?
I coach at Napa Valley College at home. I've been doing that on and off for about the last 30 years.
Ah, okay. All right.
I'm still involved in baseball.
I'm going to be putting together a minor league here in Arizona for next. Actually, it'll start probably middle of March. I'd love to have you come on up and meet the guys. And I got an email from Pete Rose's agent this morning. What do you think about the Pete Rose situation?
Well, there's no doubt about he should be in the Hall of Fame, you know, strictly because of what he did on the field and, you know, without question. And I tell people it's sad when the all-time hit leader Pete Rose, the all-time home run leader Barry Bonds, and Roger Clemens won 7 Cy Youngs, and out of the 3, none of them are in the Hall of Fame. You know, what's that say about baseball? You know, it's a sad state of baseball when the – some of the top players that ever played the game are not in the Hall of Fame.
What do you attribute the lack of fan support this year? Nobody's going to ball games.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. But yeah, especially here in the Bay Area in Oakland, the Oakland A's are really having trouble putting people in the seats. They're getting 3,000 to 5,000 a night.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Boston comes in and they only get like 15,000 to 18,000. When the Red Sox come in, generally those games are sold out. And it's sad. It's I think it's just the way the game's going. It's 37-38% of the plays are either a home run, a walk, or a strikeout, you know. And I think COVID still has an effect on the game. You know, it's with it going in and out and having to wear a mask. Do you wear a mask? What's going on? You know, it's still, you know, people really have to think twice before they go out in public without a mask on.
Have you gotten COVID?
Yes, I did. I had it briefly in January, and it's something that didn't bother me at all. I had a runny nose for like 3 to 5 days, and that was the end of it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't feel it hardly at all.
Huh. It's weird how it strikes people. It really is.
Right, right.
Well,
and
I
think that you eat enough hot dogs, the maggots will kill the germs.
Well,
damn it.
John, I think there is some merit to those hot dogs. My wife had it a couple of weeks ago. Three of my kids have had it, and I've had 14 direct exposures, and I still test negative. It's because all those hot dogs, right? It's killed everything, including me. I'm dead, and I don't know it.
Yeah. But
hey,
by
Ray,
the same token, you were vaccinated, right?
Yes, I was.
You got your shots.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, Denise from San Francisco says your phone sounds like you're broadcasting from a grave. She wants to know if the corpse is dead or is it still fighting you.
Ray was picking up a dead body in a tunnel, it sounded like.
I think that may be my favorite fan listener message of the night.
Speaking of COVID, Harold from Mesa, Arizona says, love women wearing those masks. Kind of reminds me of I Dream of Jeannie.
There you go.
Yeah. Barbara Eden. Why not?
Why?
And Sal from Germantown, Pennsylvania says, Kevin Durant has decided to fire everyone and let the hot dog cart run it on Thursdays. Ha ha.
Hey, Warren, Billy from Davenport, Iowa, know who the toughest hitter you faced was.
The hardest hitter to get out for me was Keith Hernandez. He wore me out, absolutely. And by the way, he's another person that should be in the Hall of Fame. He's, you know, the great defensive. There was one defensive first baseman in the National League when I played, and that was him. And was a great hitter. He was a 300 or 280, 290, 300 hitter in his career. He was an outstanding hitter, you know, great defensive player, great player, you know, and I couldn't get him out. I never did figure out how to get him out. I just hope he hit it at somebody.
Did you ever play with Lenny Randle?
No, I didn't. He was in the American League the majority of my career.
Okay.
He was with the Mets briefly, and I've talked to Lenny a few times. I've gotten to know him over the years since I retired.
Yeah.
You know, great guy.
He's crazy.
I really like Lenny. Yeah.
He's absolutely crazy.
Right. He's the one that got down on his hands and knees and tried to blow a bunt.
That's right.
Yeah.
How would you have called that had you been the umpire?
Well, it's fair ball. I mean, you can't do anything to cause it to go foul, other than the regular conditions. You know, that's not right. You can't blow a ball foul.
Well, I always liked the story. He used to do a day game with the Cubs, and then at night he'd go to Second City there in Chicago. And he'd do stand up with John Belushi.
Oh, gee. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Lenny Rolling Stone magazine called him the most interesting man ever in baseball.
Yeah. Right. I remember that. Yeah. I remember seeing that article. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he's he calls me up one day and he goes, "Hey, John." "Yeah, Lenny." "You got to come to San Diego." "Why?" "Well, I've got the French women's national softball team. I'm going to put them in bikinis and teach them how to bunt on the beach." "You got to come and see it." I went, "Lenny, it's like 5 hours from where I live." He says, "Not a problem. I'll have Arnold's limo come and pick you up." I said, "What?" "Yeah, he goes on vacation with Michael Jordan up in Idaho."
"Wow."
"And nobody recognizes them."
"Uh-huh."
It's just crazy. He's got more stories than, than I do. Huh?
I'm sure
I ran a minor league team back in 2003, and we had a Outdraw the Expos night where I felt that we would be able to outdraw Montreal. And it was in Douglas, Arizona, a city that no one's ever heard of.
No.
But do you know whatever happened to Ted Williams, Warren?
Well, no. I know apparently they cut his head off and they froze him. That's the last I heard, you know, whether that's true.
I celebrated that since he's up in Scottsdale with my minor league team. We had Ted Williams night, and I gave away free popsicles. ESPN was there the next night interviewing me live at second base.
That's great.
poor Ted. Teddy ball game.
Yes. Yep, greatest hitter that ever.
We've got about, what do we got? Oh, jeez. We only have about 3 minutes left, Eli. Do we need to do any shout-outs?
You know, I've been trying to, the ones I really like, I've been throwing out there, John.
Good.
Pitch from Brunswick, New Jersey wants Lenny Randle added to the show.
Oh, I've had Lenny on a show
before.
We've had him on
yes, on that one of these broadcasts.
That's right. We did. And he was just as crazy on a podcast as he is in real life. we want to do a shout out, of course, to the our wonderful people in Marmette, West Virginia, the Dairy Winkle. They have a podcast, only there's a on Monday night, and I called in. They put me on the show. I mean, they talk about me all the time. it's just a good old West Virginia thing. Now I got to fly into Charleston and go eat at the Dairy Winkle.
Oh man,
yeah.
That sounds like
hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Watch out for that mountain.
Oh, I'm telling you though, they go, "What do you like to eat on your hot dog?" And I go, "That would be coleslaw." And they went, "You're a mountaineer."
Yeah. It's coleslaw on it. Just keep going.
Coleslaw and chili sauce. My wife and I went to West Virginia once on a quick little vacation. And, boy, we hit as many places as we could. And I got hot dogs every single time. You betcha.
Got to have hot dog sauce.
Oh, hot dog sauce and coleslaw. You betcha. We've run out of time. Warren, we love you, buddy. And thanks so very much for being on.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Our podcast is just strictly over the internet. So here's my question, Warren. Were you wearing pants during this podcast?
I'm wearing shorts.
Okay, close enough. Until next Thursday, the Mancini production of Eat Me. We'll be back next week. Until then, be safe and eat your hot dogs. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Racovich. Eat something horrible for yourself.
And I'm Peg Palmer. Thanks to all of our 335 listeners tonight.
And I'm Ray the Undertaker.
Good night, everybody.
Bye, guys.